I don't remember exactly the reason the Lord gave me many, many songs that I've written over the years. I'm not exactly sure about every one of them, you know, what the circumstance was, what the situation was, why I wrote it. But sometimes you're in a valley and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You read the Word. And sometimes you don't get nothing out of it. You just got to pray and seek the Lord. It seems like that's about where I was when I was, you know, come to that song. The Lord gave me that. But if you just think of the chorus of that song, just count on the Savior, take hold of His hand, pray daily unto Him, and obey His command. Like Peter says, cast all your care on Him, for He cared for you, believing His promise. Yeah. If you just do those things, amen, I believe everything's going to turn out all right. Amen. You'll have a wonderful day. You'll have a wonderful life in the Lord. So easy it seems like it is to neglect prayer or neglect, you know, walking with the Lord. And a lot of times things get in the way. Other things try to trip you up, and other things try to get your attention. And just like Peter would begin to sink below the surface of the water and the turmoil, but hey, what, I'm glad that we can go back where everything started, amen, back to that first love,
amen,
and do those first works over again to be able to find strength and help in time of trouble, amen. I don't know exactly which direction the message is going to take today. I had all worked out and all what I thought was going to come from this today, studied on this for a couple of days, amen, and the songs just blessed my heart today, and I began to think about something else entirely, amen. It's funny, going to go to the same place, I was going to start with a different message, take a different turn, and may still hit some high points on that, I don't know, but amen, it's funny, I got my bookmark right where I was going to start, but it's going to be another spot in that same scripture, amen, that we're going to start at instead. And if you got your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms chapter 118. Amen, the verse I'm going to read is popular in the sense that a lot of people know it as the very center verse of the entire Bible, right in the smack dab middle. This right here, they've said, is the center verse. Amen, we're going to read one verse, and the Bible says in Psalms 118, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That majority there, the majority rules. We're going to go ahead and go on and read this. In 118, verse 8, the Bible says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They call that the center verse of the Bible, the very middle of the Bible. It is better to trust in the Lord and to put confidence in man. Amen. That's where we're going to start reading today. Amen. The Bible plainly tells us it's better to put our trust in the Lord than confidence in man. I believe it's on in the very next verse. Just read that. It says it's better to trust in the Lord and to put confidence in princes. Amen. Another place, I believe it talks about trusting the Lord than instead of putting confidence in your riches. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad we can trust in the Lord. Glad we got somebody we can trust in today, we can turn to. Amen. That hears our prayers. Amen. That knows all about us. You can go to the most expensive psychiatrist in the world, and they'll try to analyze you and take your whole life apart and try to know more about you.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm glad that nobody knows me. Amen.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus does.
Amen.
I'm glad He knows me from inside out.
Yeah.
Amen. Psalmist David said that I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Amen. God, the one that made me, knows me from inside out. He knows my very depths of my soul. He knows what this old body needs. He knows what this old soul needs. Amen. I'm glad I can take everything to Him and He can answer the prayers. Amen. It's exactly what I need.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He made each and every one of us unique. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Dole, what you might need might not necessarily be what I need in life. What God gives to you, Brother Royce, might not be what I need. Amen. God, you see, God built and He wired me just a little different than everybody else in this room. You see, none of us, each one of us, are so unique that not any one of us has the same fingerprint. Hey, they got it down to a science now. They can take your palm prints. There's this one show I was watching. They didn't have any fingerprints, but they found an earprint. was able to find the criminal, amen, because of an earprint that he left. God has made each and every one of us so wonderfully unique. Amen. And I'm glad that we can trust in Him.
Yeah.
Because He knows exactly how He made us. The Bible says the very hairs of our head are numbered. Amen. Yeah. I'm glad that not one hair falls from my head. That God don't know it. Amen. That's individually counted and numbered, and that God knows the very numbers of our head. God said He's going to take care of me. He told us not to worry about tomorrow, not to worry about anything in this life, how we're going to be clothed, how we're going to live.
Amen.
Hey, because even the sparrows of heaven are fed by the Master. Hey, man, and even Solomon himself wasn't clothed as one of the flowers and the lilies of the land.
Amen.
I can trust in the Lord. One of my favorite verses, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not just some of it.
Yeah.
That's the problem today, folks. A lot of us, amen, don't want to give our very best, don't want to give our all to the Lord.
Yeah.
And we wonder why we fall by the wayside. We wonder why plans don't work out and things don't work out the way we want to. A lot of times, the Lord, we haven't put our total trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Boy, I tell you what, Brother Noel. My understanding gets me in trouble sometimes.
Amen.
Boy, we think we know it all.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it all figured out. Well, hey, we'll preach the message a certain way this morning and everything will be hunky-dory. I don't know it all, Brother Royce.
Amen.
I'm glad God does. If we'll just follow His lead, put our trust in Him. He's the one that brought the message in the first place. He's the one that wrote the very word I hold in my hand and you hold in your hand. He knows it from cover to cover. He designed it. He authored it. Why would it would be foolish for me, amen, to go my own way when it comes to His word? My own understanding is just a little bitty old drop in the bucket compared to the one that made the whole entire universe. Well, I tell you what, some of these people out here have got to be fools to believe that the universe made itself. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
That's right.
You look at all the grass, every blade of grass. I got to thinking the other day, we was out, I think it was fishing, me and Dad. Hey man, early in the morning, I got to thinking, you know, we was looking at the blades of grass. And you know, the Bible said that God promised Abraham a multitude. He called him a father of a multitude, changed his name even. Amen. It's a sign of that covenant He had with him. Told him that you'll be a father of many nations, and your offspring shall be like the sea, the sands of the sea, and like the stars of the heavens, which can't be numbered. I began to look at every blade of grass, and I got to thinking, man, how many millions of blades of grass we got out there in just this little plot of land, just where me and Dan were fishing. You look outside, and the grass is just coming up. I don't think you could count it. If you had a tool to do it with, it'd be almost impossible to count every blade of grass. People say that's just random chance. I mean, you look at how birds can fly in the air. You look at all the cattle on 1,000 hills that God said He owns.
Yeah.
Amen. And I tell you what, it's wonderful, amen, the world we live in. If you just take man out of the picture, everything's just wonderful.
That's right.
Man came to this world and just messed everything up. Amen. And ever since then, God's been trying to reconcile mankind back to Himself.
Yeah.
Get things straightened up. Amen. One of these days, after a while, Jesus is going to return to this old earth. Amen. He's going to wipe the whole thing clean.
Yeah.
Everything's going to melt with fervent heat.
Right.
And we're going to have a new heaven, a new earth. And we're going to have Christ Himself reigning from the throne with a rod of iron. Everything's going to be perfect.
That's right.
Amen. I long for those things. Don't have to worry about which president to vote for no more. Amen. God's going to be the one on the throne. And ain't going to be nobody to usurp that authority from Him. Oh, the devil's going to try. We read in Revelation where he's going to try one more last time, amen, to rise up against the Son of God, but it won't take nothing, amen, for the Son of God. Just bind them in chains and send them off that packing, amen, to the pits of hell.
That's right.
God is the final victor. Why?
Amen.
Why can we put our trust in Him? Because He wins every single time.
Amen.
Amen. Went to the priest and got to talking about the old Israelites, amen, the Egyptians over there. How God sent them right through the midst of that Red Sea. Amen. How He had a cloud kept about them. Amen. That protected them and put a wall in between them and the Egyptians. Amen. And God, amen, won that day.
That's right.
Moses told them before he even stepped foot in that dry land of going through the Red Sea, he told them, he said, you're going to stand still and hold your peace, and God will fight for you.
Yeah.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Right.
Which He'll show unto you this day.
That's right.
Amen. He went through the Red Sea. Amen. The Egyptians were swallowed up in that same river, that same sea that the Israelites went across, swallowed up the Egyptians. Why? Because God was on their side.
Amen.
Amen. We can trust in the Lord today with all our heart because we're on His side. He's on our side if we're born again.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lead not to thy understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path.
Yes. Amen.
You don't know which way to go this morning. Don't know where to turn. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Yeah.
Hey, give it all to the Lord. Say, hey, Lord, here I am. Just like old Isaiah did one day after a while. Hey, man, he began to see himself in the midst of unclean men and unclean people and unclean tongues. And he began to surrender and say, Lord, here am I. The Lord had a work for him today.
Right.
Don't know where you want to go. Don't know what your place is. Everybody seems like today is trying to find out their purpose. Trying to figure out where they belong. Amen. You just give your heart to the Lord, give your life to Him, and let Him take you where He wants to lead you.
Right.
He's the shepherd today. You're just a sheep.
Right.
Amen. But He can make great things come out of you in your life. Amen.
Right.
If you just trust in Him.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Hey, man, I'm glad today. A lot of times this world, you just see the news that's going on, the chaos. Hey, man, you begin to be worried about a lot of this stuff and begin to be disturbed about it. Even your own family members, some of the things they do, and worry about those things. So, hey, man, but I tell you what, you want to go lay your head on your pillow at night to be able to have a rest. Hey, man, be able to be revived when you get up in the morning. Well, just trust in the Lord. Hey, from the time you get up until the time you go back to bed.
Right.
Hey, man, God said He'd give you perfect peace.
Yeah.
You keep your mind stayed on Him.
Yeah.
Hey, man, boy, the devil knows. Hey, man, what your buttons are. Like I said, each one of us are unique. And he'll tempt you, Brother Dole, with something that won't bother me.
Yes.
Hey, man, he'll tempt you, Brother Royce, with something that won't bother me. He'll tempt me with something that don't necessarily affect you.
Right.
Amen, but we got to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Psalmist David said, my heart is fixed on the Lord. I've made my mind. That old song says, I've got my foot on the rock, and my mind's made out of the devil.
Amen.
Hold that head in the air and look the devil straight in the eyes. Say amen. My foot is on the rock, Jesus Christ, and my mind is made up.
Amen.
I'm going to make heaven my home after a while. A couple more verses here and then we'll be done. Amen. Jeremiah read this morning. Like I say, it comes right along with this message, even though it was intended for a different one. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:7, that it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen. I thought of that, and I went over to Psalms chapter 1. The very first chapter talks about the same language. It says in verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaves shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Why? Because he delighteth in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible plainly tells us, we'll just go on and trust the Lord. Amen. He'll make us like a tree.
Amen.
Whose roots is spread out wide. Amen. Being able to drink up the water, being able to take up the nourishment, amen, that he has to offer.
Right.
We'll be able to bear fruit for him. Amen. We just got to trust in the Lord. Obey him. That old song says, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. When Saul, the king, Saul tried to go over there and defeat, I believe it was the Amalekites, and he let some of the livestock there. God told him to totally destroy that place. Everything they had was no use to the Lord. Told him to destroy the whole place. And he ended up saying, well, I'll keep some of the sacrifice to use for the Lord. Amen. Samuel went over there to Saul and he said, what's this bleeding I hear in my ears? This bleeding of the sheep. What is that? And he began to say, well, we kept some of that sacrifice. We're going to honor the Lord with that sacrifice. Amen. That's kind of like what you call blood money. Amen. Wouldn't be no good for nobody else. Amen. And he told Saul flat out, Samuel did, he said, you know, God, he says, obey is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen. You should have obeyed the Lord, and because you didn't, the kingdom's going to be stripped for you and give to another.
Yeah.
That's where David comes in the picture. Amen. He talked about Jeremiah, we just read, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. The Bible tells in Hebrews 6, about verse 19, that we have hope that God cannot lie as an anchor of the soul.
Right.
Steadfast and sure. Glad we can trust in the Lord. Glad, amen, we have God on our side. He is a refuge. The Bible says in Psalms over there that God is a refuge,
yeah,
a very present help in trouble. Amen. The Bible says, I believe in Psalms or Proverbs over, I was going to look it up a minute ago, I can't remember exactly. Sometimes you get the numbers crossed. Don't remember where exactly it is, but it says in Proverbs that the name of the Lord is like a strong tower.
Yeah.
The righteous run into it and is safe.
Right. Yeah.
Man, if we just run to the Lord a lot more often. Yeah. We just do like that song says, just pray daily, talk to Him.
Yeah.
Have a relationship with Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Melissa sung that song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Amen.
Amen. As the days go on, we see the day approaching. Amen. I desire a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. Wanted to be able to get close to be just like Moses, be in His presence. Amen. Every service we attend, I pray the Lord, I want to feel Your presence. Amen. I want to feel Your presence here with us, Lord. Hey, if you ain't welcome, then ain't none of us welcome.
That's right.
Ain't no use of being here if the Lord ain't welcome, amen.
That's right.
Amen. If I can find them better on my own, in my own time with the Lord, better off to be in my own self, amen, out with the Lord than it is to be in any building. And His presence not be here.
That's right.
Amen. Today I encourage you, church. Amen. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. It's better to trust in the Lord than put your confidence in your president. Put your confidence in your bank account. Put your confidence, amen, in the job. Put your confidence even in your best friend. The Bible says there's a friend sticking closer than a brother.
That's right.
That's who we need to put our confidence in.
Yeah.
Amen. In these last days, put your confidence in the Lord because it's better. Amen. If somebody told you that I've got something better for you, amen, and you knew it was better, wouldn't you go for the better rather than for the average or for the meager? Amen. I don't know about you, Brother Dole, but if I went down to someplace, if we went to eat lunch after this, and I asked you what was on the menu, what you recommended, and you said something like a hamburger or something, and Brother Dole said, well, look at this right here is better.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't I want the better?
Yeah, amen.
I would want the better.
Amen.
In a heartbeat, I would take the better. I'd be a fool not to take the better. Amen. People out here all day long refusing the better. Because they just got what they think is satisfactory.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't get the satisfactory. Choose the better. Trust to the Lord. Put your confidence in God. Because it's better to do that than put your confidence in man. I feel like I've cleared my heart today. Amen. I'm going to ask if everyone that will be able to stand. Amen. If Brother Doyle's got a song picked out, come over here and sing a verse or two of it. Amen. If you got a need, the altar has been open this whole service. It's been open the whole time.
Number one.
Amen. You can take it to the Lord in prayer right now. Be able to find your confidence again in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord as He sings this morning.